Hear those eagles? Cool, huh? Yeah, there's a nest back there. People in the community know, for example, that this 100-year celebration is coming up, and I get calls. You know, I get those helpful little calls from people that I don't necessarily know, but who either know my family or, you know, I used to work with your grandfather, and you should mention this in your speech. It's beyond heartwarming because it feels really good. It feels really right.
Boy, what a view.
It's gorgeous, and no matter what stormy days or nice days, the colors and the viewscape is you know, world class. You know, who else gets to walk out their front door and look at Mount Edgecombe? You know, snow covered. It's beautiful. If we think back and relate our story of the Battle of 1804 to this in part as an ecosystem, the park part that we manage here, it's got Indian River flowing right through the middle of it. And that is and was an incredible resource. And then you look at all the things, the animals, the birds, the bears, the eagles that it draws seasonally besides the fish. And then, you know, everything in the ecosystem that feeds off of that, you understand in many ways why it was worth fighting for.
Hi,
just a second. I'm the park superintendent, and I just wanted to let you know that the park is turning 100 years old this next weekend, and we're inviting folks to come out. This is our centennial logo, so it'll be a nice little commemorative, these little pins.
Cool.
And we're having a picnic, community picnic on Saturday afternoon, and then also more of a traditional event where we're commissioning a new Raven's Tail robe, and there will be some dancing Sunday afternoon, so I invite you to join us.
Cool, thank you.
Thanks.
So we're being waved into...
Are you being summoned?
I think we are being waved into the curatorial section. So let's see what that's about. And believe it or not, they actually gave me keys to this. That's one of the perks of my job. Come on in. We've got Terry Rothgar. She works for the Sitka Cultural Center, and she has been working diligently for a year and a half on a labor of love that is a new Raven's Tail robe, which will be dedicated, presented to the park on Sunday.
Who's counting? No photographs. For your own personal use. I figured it would be okay to get it on the radio because it's been hiding until everybody got to see it there.
So this is a secret to be unveiled.
This is to be unveiled on Sunday.
Thank you for telling
me
that. I won't ruin your surprise
then. Yep, that's right. These guys hadn't even seen it yet. And they're all my coworkers and my boss.
2,000 hours.
When? Yes.
Can you give a rough date on when you
started? We're looking at some of the wool I was working on. I spun back in August of 2008. The raw materials that you're looking at hanging down, the natural color is, I'm using merino originally. It would have been mountain goat wool. The brown that you see with the kelp and the loops and the fringe, as well as the brown border and the design elements, are all 100% buffalo wool. In fact, the gentleman that I got the buffalo from in Texas, he's coming for the event. Yep. Mm-hmm. He was wondering what I was doing with all that buffalo. And then the chartreuse green, or that wolf moss yellow, that was the traditional color that these were. And that wolf moss isn't really a moss. It was originally from a lichen that grows up in the trees. And that was very much the original color. Yeah. So I spun the merino and dyed it. I had some wolf moss with that I have, and I matched it to that. And I got it right on the money. Yeah.